Jimmy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to do the introductions here quick, and let me just state that this is going to take a council action, and the council action, the motions will come from Captain Rodney Avila, seeing as he is vice chairman of this committee. They will mirror the actions taken by Mid-Atlantic Council in December, and it's in response to a letter from Frank Almeida, I believe it was dated October the 16th, requesting both councils adopt a formal recommendation for the gear. We have with us the presentation going to be made by Jim Gartland. He is he works with VIMS down there, Virginia Institute of Marine Science. He's a project manager for the CHESMAP survey, which is Chesapeake Bay Inshore Survey, as well as the NEMAP survey, and a pilot study was done this year. Pilot cruise was done this year. And on that cruise, he was a lead scientist. And he will give the presentation with the information provided by the trawl committee. And if you don't mind, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to hold questions until the end of his presentation. And some of these questions may be beyond Jim's ability to answer. In such case, Captain Rodney, myself, or Philly, all members of the committee, will be glad to help out. I did want to make people aware of this committee. I've served on a lot of committees since I've been involved with the council, but this Trawl Advisory Committee is probably one of the most beneficial and it gives you a good feeling that you're doing something right as far as the process goes. It was created in lieu of the trawl warp issue in Woods Hole. I wouldn't say it's an easy committee to deal with. It's made up of New England and Mid-Atlantic Council members. It's made up of New England and Mid-Atlantic fishermen. It's made up of academics, and it's made up of Science Center personnel. So basically, you've got a bag of assorted nuts to deal with and try to get, you know, motions and issues out of. But it's been very productive. But the bigger players in this, just so they get the recognition, in all fairness, is the trawl design and manufacturers of both New England and Mid-Atlantic. These are competing entities that design and sell gear. But all of them come together. Three of the major players come together, and the competition mode went away. They all work collectively to come up with a design of a gear for the survey vessels, and it's unprecedented. And it's really a privilege to chair this group, and I'm proud to be part of it. So, Jim, I guess it's up to you, so take it away, Mighty Mouse.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jim. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, members of the council, for inviting me to speak to you today. I just figured before I started into the actual presentation itself, I just wanted to give you a little bit of an overview of the presentation so you had some idea of what I was going to talk about over the next half hour. As you can see my title slide up there, my purpose today really is to talk to you about the performance of the gear, and that would be the net and the doors that we used on our new NEMAP inshore trawl survey. And before I go too much further, the NEMAP stands for the Northeast Area Monitoring and Assessment Program. And I figured I'd start this presentation off just by giving you guys a little bit of a background, just so you have some idea of how this new survey and how the pilot work we conducted last year came to be. And then from there, I'm going to talk about the actual gear itself, highlighting, you know, really the reasons that we chose this net and these doors, and also talk a little bit about some of the specifications, just so you know exactly what it was that we worked with. And then from there, I'll run through the results section showing you how this gear performed in the field. And this would be the inshore waters of the Mid-Atlantic Bight. Talk about some of the trials we ran just to see how this gear would react to changes in things like net settings and fishing conditions. And then wrap the whole thing up by showing you how this net performed in a real-life fishery-independent trawl survey application. And I also want to talk a little bit about catches just so you can see how it caught, again, in the inshore waters of the Mid-Atlantic Bight. So that's how the presentation is going to go. In terms of background, the idea for that new NEMAP inshore trawl survey, basically, as you can see up on the map there, that was going to work from Montauk, New York, in the north down to Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, in the south,